The popular Story Night is ending its season this week, titled Finish Line Slammer of the Year. This special night is a competition. It is the only show during the year that is. So here's how it works. 9 storytellers, one from each show, comes up with a new 5-minute story on the theme Finish Line. This show will be tomorrow evening at Meridian Speedway. Yep, you heard that right, Meridian Speedway. Joining me live in studio to talk more about all of this are Amanda Rich, the director of Finish Line, Slammer of the Year, and Kate Beltane, a storyteller who will be competing in tomorrow's event. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Gemma. Thanks for having us.
So, Amanda, explain Story Night to people who may not be familiar with it or have heard about it but are still kind of wondering what it is.
Yeah, so Story Night is a monthly show. They are true stories told live on stage without notes. And so it's tales from people's lives, from funny to touching and everything in between. And it happens once a month, the last Tuesday of every month.
So how are people chosen to be a storyteller then?
So there are 2 kinds of storytellers at each show. There are featured storytellers, and these folks are coached by us, and we found them, either they found us or we found them, to tell a story to the theme. Every night has a theme. And then there are folks who are brave, like Kate here, and they put their name in a hat, and they're chosen at random to tell a 5-minute story, so a shorter story, about whatever they want. So there's known entities and unknown entities. Personally, my favorite part is the slammers, because you just never know what's going to happen and what they're going to talk about.
So, Kate, is that what happened to you then? Because you were on stage in August, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I actually, I hadn't planned on doing it. So I kind of just went to it, to Story Night on a whim. And then they needed a volunteer. And, you know, I raised my hand and I didn't really have a story prepared. And so kind of just came up with one really quickly that fit the theme and just kind of went for it. It was pretty cool. I'd never done any kind of public speaking before.
Yeah. So then here you are competing tomorrow night.
Yeah, yeah. So doing public speaking for a 2nd time in my entire life. Yeah.
Just throw you right into the mix right away. Right,
right? Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Go home. Yeah.
So then, Amanda, you've been producing this season finale. Story Night's been in existence for 8 years,
yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
But the finale has only been going on for 3 years.
That's right.
So why did you decide to do a big finale 3 years ago?
I think the idea is to really celebrate our storytellers and to celebrate those brave folks who, you know, randomly without preparation get up and tell their story. And also, people love competition. It is kind of fun. The audience gets to participate. The audience actually chooses the top 3 stories of the night. And then those folks get to do like a little quick bonus round, and we have a panel of judges. We're calling them our pit crew this year, and they'll choose like the final winner, the slammer of the year. We have a trophy that's made by a local artist, and every year it's been really beautiful. I haven't seen it this year. It'll be a surprise at this show. So you get the title, you get the glory, and it's really just a way, you know, for us to come together at the end of the season, wrap it up with the best slammer from each show.
And what's it like for the audience to actually kind of get a voice in it as well? Because there, you don't have a competition until this event.
Yeah. So the previous years, they've gotten these like tokens that they have put into like a bucket for each of their favorite storytellers. But this year we're doing it a little bit differently. And so there is like an app, a texting app that we're using. So we're kind of taking
getting all
to the
fancy
next
now.
Level.
Yeah.
Technology.
You're raising
wise.
The bar, technology wise.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Amanda Rich, the director of Finish Line, Slammer of the Year, and Kate Beltane, a storyteller who will be competing in tomorrow's event. And speaking of tomorrow's event, okay, it's at the Meridian Speedway.
Yeah.
I get the whole Finish Line thing, so the Speedway. But talk me through what it will look like tomorrow night.
Okay, so we're actually going to be on the track. And I'm glad you asked me this because a few people have contacted us and said, oh, does my ticket get me into the race as well for the cars? And I'm like, oh, no, the cars only come on Saturday
right,
nights.
They won't be there.
They won't be there. We're not going to. Just
we are not going to make them drive cars.
One thing at a time, yeah. So we're just, you know, we'll be on the track. We'll have seating on the track, and people might not know this about Meridian Speedway. There's actually 2 tracks. There's the asphalt track that the cars race around, and then there's an inner dirt track, and that's where our slammers will be racing with these die-cut cardboard cartoon-like cars as we're getting votes in to see who's going to be the number
one. Oh, I see. And then you get then you have to get pulled out of the race if you don't make one of the top 3.
Yes.
And then the theme is Finish Line.
Yes.
So, Kate, when you think about that, you don't have to give away what you're talking about, but
okay.
How do you go into that process of, I mean, because that's a broad theme, or it can be.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things that you can talk about. when it comes to a finish line. I mean, for me, I kind of just made a list of stories that were about, you know, a finish line or coming to the end of something, and then just picked the story that really pulled me in the most, the one that I felt like really needed to be told.
Mm-hmm. And they have to be true stories, right?
Yes. Yep. About your life.
About your own life.
Mm-hmm.
So I am amazed by the fact that, you know, the first time you do a public speaking, you end up in the finale. Well, what would you say to other people who might be thinking like, well, I have a story to tell, but I've never done something like that, or I'm uncomfortable? I mean, what made you just take that leap, besides them needing a volunteer?
Stupidity. I guess I would tell someone to go for it. I mean, my first attempt definitely was not perfect, but it was still a really cool experience. And I felt like it was a story that people appreciated and a story that I appreciated sharing with other people. So if someone wants to do it, I would say just go for it. Just try. You know, anything that you want to do badly enough is worth doing mm-hmm. badly, at least for the first couple of times.
Right.
Yeah.
One thing that's really exciting actually about this show is there's an opportunity for someone tomorrow night to put their name in the hat and usurp everybody.
Even
right?
at
and
the competition.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Last minute entry tomorrow night. Anyone can put their name in the hat. We'll just pick one person randomly. And then the audience will get to vote and see who comes in the first three.
It should be very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
And then, Amanda, how do you pick the theme for each month?
So a lot of that is Jody Eichelberger, mm-hmm. our artistic director. But we did come up with Finish Line because the summer series was red light, yellow light, green light. And so it kind of made sense to just pull that into the show and make it about racing somehow mm-hmm. or cars, I guess.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And have you thought of so when does the next season begin?
So there will be one show in October called Starry Story Night, the last Tuesday in October. And then our flagship season starts in November. And it goes November to April. And I think I can give this away.
Okay.
The new season, it's all based on elements. Mm. So wood, water,
but what's
fire.
Interesting to me, though, is some people might take that literally.
Like exactly.
wood.
Mm-hmm.
Other people may not. And is that part of kind of the,
yes.
I mean, I would think the magic of it.
Absolutely. I mean, even this show, Finish Line, has an incredible diversity of finishing, not finishing, literal finish lines, metaphorical finish lines. So there's, I think one of the beauty of the theme is that it's very open, so people can use their own interpretation.
And are you, and it seems to be growing every year. I mean, 8 years ago, maybe there wasn't as big of an audience for it, but it's a thing now.
I hope so. That makes me happy to hear.
I mean, it definitely seemed like there were a lot of people in the audience.
Yeah.
Especially when you're up on stage, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're like, there didn't seem to be this many people.
Yeah,
right?
We're at the Jump Building for our flagship season, which is a beautiful, enormous venue.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the series over the summer, the late night series, always sells out. Every single one of those shows sells out. It's at the Visual Arts Collective in Garden City.
So how do people, if they want to show up tomorrow night, I'm open to the public, how does all of that work?
Yes. So we have tickets for pre-sale now. You can find them on our website, storystorynight.org. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Eventbrite. So all those internet resources, you can show up at the door and buy them at the door as well.
Yeah. And then what time does it start?
Doors open at 6 and the show starts at 7.
All right. And it will be an event for sure.
I think it'll blow people away. It'll be good.
There are some pretty great storytellers. It's going to be a good night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a random person could take the whole thing home.
I'm excited about that.
Okay. So tomorrow night at Meridian Speedway in the inner race.
Yes.
Circle.
Yeah. It'll be, I think, pretty obvious when people arrive, but we'll be at the West Gate entrance, and I think once they enter, it'll be pretty clear where they can hang out, buy beer or wine, get some food, listen to
music. Oh, so you have all that going on. Mm-hmm. So you make a whole night of it.
Yeah, we always have a musical guest.
Right.
So tomorrow's Adam Chavarria, who's amazing. I'm really excited for folks to hear him. So.
All right. Well, good luck. And thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thank
you. What a fun event tomorrow night. My guests have been Amanda Rich. She is the director of Finish Line Slammer of the Year. That is the season finale for Story Night. And Kate Beltane, she's a storyteller who will be competing in tomorrow's event. It is at the Meridian Speedway. Doors open at 6 p.m. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
And I'd like to thank all of you for joining us today. My producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Program associates include Norm Gunning and Robin Roush. Our theme music was written and produced by musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Thank you again for joining us today.